APP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Rhode Island, investigators have released a new video timeline and a slightly clearer image of a man suspected in the Brown University shooting. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Police have been canvassing homes in Providence, Rhode Island, yards and dumpsters too, in search of videos or other clues that might help them catch the gunman. Two students were killed. There is new footage of the man taken before the attack. It shows him running at times along quiet and empty residential streets near campus. Police Colonel Oscar Perez is asking people to take a look at it.
You want to focus on the body movements, the way the person moved their arms.
Kathy Cooper says she had an unsettled feeling when a person of interest was released.
And yet, at the same time, I feel like our neighborhood is swarming with cops. And so in that way, I feel like it's pretty unlikely that the shooter would come back.
The attack and the shooter's escape have raised questions about a lack of security cameras at Brown and led to calls for better locks on campus doors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Nick Reiner has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the killing of his parents. In Washington, the Trump administration has doubled the number of countries affected by travel restrictions, adding another 20 and the Palestinian Authority. It cites national security concerns, including the arrest of an Afghan national and the shooting of two National Guard troops last month in the nation's capital. House Republican leaders are determined to push ahead with a health care bill, but Speaker Mike Johnson says that will not include a vote on extending Affordable Care Act subsidies.
We looked for a way to try to allow for that pressure release valve, and it just was not to be. We worked on it all the way through the weekend, in fact, and in the end, there was not an agreement wasn't made. Now, everybody was at the table in good faith.
The U.S. economy added 64,000 jobs in November, but lost 105,000 in October, unemployment at 4.6%. Stocks closed mixed, the S&P and the Dow down, the Nasdaq up. This is AP News. After a global outcry, FIFA slashed the price of some World Cup tickets to as low as $60 instead of more than $4,000. They'll go to the national federations whose teams are playing for fans who've attended previous home and road games. And Gethin Coolball reports.
Kurt Cignetti has been named the Associated Press Coach of the Year in college football for the second consecutive season. He is the first coach to win the award back-to-back since it was first presented in 1998. Cignetti has led Indiana to unprecedented success. The Hoosiers are 13-0 this year, Big Ten champions for the first time since 1967, and the top seed in the college football playoff. Cignetti received 47 first-place votes. Texas Tech's Joey McGuire and Vanderbilt's Clark Lee received two each. Virginia's Tony Elliott got one. I'm Gethin Coolball.
More news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.